Sif Yud Beis. Okay, so what we said before was that this halacha, that one individual can say the hamotzi and remotzi everybody else, it has to be done that they've made some element of a kvius, that they're functioning as a unit as opposed to individual people just eating. So it was the time of Chazal, the way they did that, and Sif Yud Aleph, we said, was if they would do haseva, that shows that they're really basically settling down to eat together, as opposed to if they were just sitting, that's not considered a kvius. That was the times of Chazal. Even times of Chazal, if they only sat, but if they designated a place to get together to eat beforehand, that's also sufficient to be considered a kvius. Nowadays, we don't do haseva, so even just sitting around the table, if they're sitting down on the ground together, but they put out a tablecloth, and they all sit around the tablecloth together, that's considered a kvius, and therefore one person could say, I'm motzi, and we motzi everybody else. But if they're not eating together, each one's eating individually on their own, so then one person can not be motzi to other people, unless other people do not know how to say the bracha. Okay, now, comes Sif Yud Beis and says, so this idea that we're saying, the fact that we need them to sort of gather together and become one unit, and if they're not doing that, it's indicative of the fact that each one's separate and therefore they can't be motzi one the other. What will be in a case where they're riding? If they were traveling together, riding on let's say horses, whatever it would be.
Maybe there could be a carriage. Did they have carriages in those days?
The minor carriages are wagons, but this was the case of riding on an animal.
Okay.
The lashon of roichev is on an animal. And they said, let's eat. Even each person is eating from his own loaf, his own piece of bread. They did not come down off the animals. They remained seated on the animals. But they all stopped their animals together in one place. It's considered one unit. The one person can say, I might see him, we might see everybody else. If they're eating as they were going, then already that this, which we say, like we saw in the previous halacha, in the previous sif, that the declaration of eating together creates a kvius by actually declaring it. So that's what we said over here. Let's eat. However, the fact that they're continuing to ride undermines that. Now, if they stopped in a field and each person is spread out over the field, moving around whatever it is in the field, over here, even though they're eating at the same time and they're actually sharing the same loaf, but the fact that each one's moving back and forth around the field with their animal, so they're not considered one. Okay, Mishaburis of Cotton Samachalv. Since they stopped their animals, it's considered a kvius. We said that declaring and seating yourself works. So for these people, since it's very inconvenient to get off the animal, it's much more convenient to stay on the animal. So staying on the animal is considered like yeshiva, and therefore kiman shomru noichal. So by declaring this is the place to eat, they've designated this as a place where they're going to eat, that becomes a kvius that they're eating together. One person can motzi other people. But if they're continuing to travel, even though they declared let's eat, it's not considered one kvius, and therefore they cannot be one cannot be motzi the other. V'holkim lapirish lamahani amirish cha'omru mitchila noichal. We said that the declaration we said before it works, but over here by the fact that they're continuing to ride undermines the declaration. Dalichem avatal kvius. Now, what about if they're sitting in a wagon? Moshe's question. They're sitting in the wagon. They said, let's eat together. They're eating together in the wagon. That maybe they are considered eating together as a unit. Now, we have a general rule that traveling, regardless of the halachas of whether something is considered yeshiva or halicha, sitting in a wagon is considered halicha. But we could argue over here that the issue really is not so much walking versus being seated. The issue is there kviyas or not? So over here, even though the whole unit is being traveling, as it were, but they're definitely doing it as a kviyas together. So therefore, that's sufficient. Eliyahu says that therefore it's considered one unit, and it's kviyas, and one person can be much to everybody else. The Magen Rambam has been speaking about the case of the wagon, case of the ship. Even the Magen Rambam says that it's considered, as opposed to when you're traveling on the ground and the item is moving forward, the way we look at what's happening in the water is that the item, the unit is a unit, and then the water is moving it along, but it's stationary. It's being moved by the water. It in itself is stationary, as opposed to the wagon, which you are moving that wagon forward. So that's called halicha. So Svina for sure is considered a kviyas. The Maaseh Dirshu quotes the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says, let's say that you would have on a train, you know, a much larger area, which is clearly a distinct, separate place. So that's considered for these. There's no shal over there. That's considered. Even the Magen Rambam would agree to that. That's considered like a bias, and they're all together, one house. So that's what he argues. It's not so poshut. But obviously, they have to be together as a unit, and that they have to come together in the same area. Kazakhran, the Shamish, Hamashamish Besuda, even though he's not seated, he's moving around, he's not really kavua together with them, he's constantly getting up and down to serve. He can be Yotze with the bracha of the Motzi, of the one who's saying for everybody else, as long as he has kavana. Even though he's constantly moving, he's not by the table. But that's called normal for the Shamish. For everybody else, the problem is the fact that you're not being kaveya undermines the kviyas, because there is a time when people are kaveya. People do settle themselves in, and you're not settling. That means you're not kavua here. But by the Shamish, this is not his movement is not indicative of not being kavua. This is how he eats his kviyas. Okay. Now, if they're eating in a field, everybody moving around. Okay, so this is going back the way the Mishnah Berurah learns. It's not going back to the case of the riding the animals. It's going back to the case of the previous sif, where we declared, let's sit here, and then they sit together down in a field. But if when they get to the field, they sit down, but each one sits distinctly and separately, so then obviously it's not a kviyas. This is all one thought. They did not come together as a unit. Each one is eating distinctly and separately. Even though we declared Neuchel Khan. So the point we're giving two examples that the declaration of Neuchel doesn't work. One is declaring Neuchel, let's eat there, let's eat, and then continuing to ride on your animal. The second scenario is in a case where they sat down off their animals, or they were just walking, and they said, let's get there and stop over there, and we'll eat over there. But when they got there, each one ate distinctly and separately, so therefore it's not considered a kviyas, and one person cannot be much to other people.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
So why is it different from the following? Two people eat together in a restaurant. Two people eat together at a table. The third guy nearby, they call him over to have a mezuzah. They didn't eat together, but
really, there's no chiyah mezuzah over there.
Right, but the two want to have a mezuzah, so they call the third guy over, and that's perfectly okay. Why is that?
Well, yes and no. So I'll tell you what. That's your question is that what now, nowadays everybody benches anyway. But let's say Bizman Chazal, when one person would bench and be much to the other two people. So Chazal said you only can do that when you have a kavias of three people together. They couldn't do that in that scenario because really it's not a kavias together. What we do nowadays, like what's the nafkamina? We make the hazman and the way each person benches by himself.
So what's the advantage of quote unquote zimun today?
There is a myla of declaring hazmana. We like to bench before we make a hazmana. Let's declare the act of anything you do with it. Anytime you do with someone to davar chashuv, you don't just jump straight into it. You make an invitation. Let's go. You know, here ye, here ye, let's do this. And then you do it, right?
Here, let's bless Hashem for the food. Okay,
right.
Fine.
So that mile you have, right? Which was said when you have three people. But the actual deal being moitzi everybody. So listen, if a person does not know how to bench, one person is not familiar, one person is familiar. The luck is one person can moitzi another person, even though there's no mezimun. Because Chazal said that when it comes to these brachas, We're walking interesting balance. Betzim, there's a mila of doing it one person, we must everybody else, because Rav Amr Hadras Melech. But Chazal said that in order to be much other people, we want to do it in a way where there's a clearly that they're really functioning as a unit. So they said, for the Hamoitzi beforehand, if you're a unit, one person can be much other people. And that actually, it's a mitzvah to do that. Bir Lacha points out, if you look at Bir Lacha and Echem Avar Lekulam, the Bir Lacha holds not only is it, you're able to do it, but it's actually preferred to do it.
So then why don't we today, forgive me for asking, but maybe...
Well, let me finish my thought.
Okay.
So now, because Chazal said, we're only going to say this if you're really functioning as a unit. If you're not functioning as a unit, each person is familiar to say it on his own. Each person should say it himself. And you cannot be much to somebody else. It won't work.
Okay, but let's say it's a Shabbos meal. And you've got three men together, right? Today, pretty much everybody reads it on their own, as you said. But wouldn't it be better if, let's say, one person read it out loud, slowly and clearly, and the other two, let's say, followed in the sitter or in the bencher with their eyes and said amen? Would that not be better than what we do today?
We don't do that nowadays. We're afraid people's mind will wander. They're not going to follow. We don't do zimun nowadays the way they did it. We'll see later on. We get the lachos of zimun. We're holding right at the beginning of the meal. You're holding by the end of the meal already, right? We get the lachos of zimun. We'll see that, you know, that we don't
I'm trying to lose weight. You know, I'm sorry.
Right, okay.
I'm jumping right to the end.
He's saying, that halacha, we don't do it because it is challenging to make sure that a person's focusing and following along, etc. So we said, you know what, each person has to say on their own. That's why we don't do zimun nowadays.
So in other words, because people can't concentrate, we're saying... But, I mean, you could have people probably benching from rote who are not concentrating on the words anyways either.
But once you said the words, you said the words. If you didn't say the words, you're just listening. You're not really listening. You're not listening. When you said the words, you actually said the words. So whether you had kavanah or didn't have kavanah, you said the words. But if my mind wanders and I didn't really hear you, there's no shemekah oina. So I have nothing. Okay.
Well, presumably at that point you would have to go back and bench yourself, no? Or would you not be allowed to?
You would have to go back again, but look, why should we start that when we know that that's probably going to be the result? Okay. Fine. Let's see Sefer Gimel. Hechad lo'kavu mokum. Okay.
Sorry.
In a case where they were not kaveyan, Darmina, the halacha says, that the halacha is that you should not have one person be much to everybody else, but rather each person should say on their own. We told you not to do this, we told you each person to say on their own, but if they didn't listen to the rabbi, and one person said the bracha of everybody else,
why is it
bidi yavid? Because I told you not to. I told you in the case where there's no kaviyas, because now we're not masakin, the one person is to say for the other.
Uh-huh.
We want each person to say on their own. Okay. Sifkotin samakei. In kivein pirish b'di'evad yatzu, so it's tzichu l'vorach kolechad elon l'chadchila. L'chadchila, each one should say on their own, b'di'evad or yatzu with one person. I'm going to rub shechniyat din shechonach b'tzarachiyin. The Magaram is not so sure about this. Ki yesh mir p'shanam d'asavid l'beloi kavi ein echad yachol l'hoitzi chaber af b'di'evad. Some are shanam hold that it doesn't work. Chazal did not make this tekanah. that one person can be matir to somebody else, unless there's a kvias together. So therefore, the Magen Rambam is not so happy about this. Now, obviously, this the Sharetzin and Nunvav points out, you can look at it, that there's all the abundance. I mean, obviously, the Raisa, the being matir to one person can be matir to somebody else without a kvias at all. The Mora says in Brachas that the case of the Rishon Melech was being moitzi. I'm saying Shimon ben Shatov was being moitzi Yana Melech, even though he had not eaten at all. I mean, obviously, no kvias, he didn't eat at all.
Didn't they? I thought they gave him, like, in that story. Didn't they just give him something enough just so he could?
Right, but he kept. He didn't actually
eat together with them. He ate after them.
He didn't eat together. There was no kvias together with them, and he didn't eat bread necessarily. He just, you know. So he's now saying.
He's benching for them. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now. So the Magen Rambam is not happy with the Shulchan Aruch, but the Gra passes like the Shulchan Aruch that be the Eved, they'd be Yotze. But that the din zeh shach gam bebirchas amozin hechad ol kavu yachad beim mishtayim beim mishloisha in kibud echad lo hitzi eschaber bebirchas amozin yotze be the Eved. So over there also we have you need a kavias together to be able to mitzvah somebody else, and you should not, if there's no kavias, you should not do that. But the mice, if they did it, one person bench and other people listened, so the law is they'd be yotze b'dyavad. Okay, yudalit. So now we're moving about. We already assume that there's a scenario where one person can be much as other people. So in assuming rabim gadol shabakulam b'tzei, we give the covet of saying. The hamotzi timotzi everybody else to the gadol. The Rishabir will say the gadol means the person who's gadol b'chachma, not necessarily the oldest but the wisest. Hagav v'im heim shavim ve'echad mihem koyin mitzvah like dima. So if they're equal, we give it to the koyin first. V'im a koyin am ba'oritz tamachachem kardim loy. But a tamachachem goes before a koyin who's an am ba'oritz. The Mishabur will actually say that not only does it go before, he's not allowed to give it to the Kohen. V'im Kohen gam kein tamachochem el shupachas min hasheni. It's not an amoritz, it's just he's the both in chomim, but the Yisrael is a greater tamachochem, right? So in that situation, what do you do? Toiv l'hakdima, so then we do should give the Kohen who is a tamachochem the preference to go first. We do not need to do so. We can still give it to the gadol. And the Kabbalah Siman Reish Aleph talks about by benching the same discussion by benching. This is all talking about the balabayas is not there, or they're all each one is bringing their own food, so they're all balis the balis all balibat. But if the balabayas is there and everybody else is eating from his food, the loch is who but say he's the one who. Gives out the food. He says the merchant gives out the food. I feel like even though the reich is greater than him, because we want the balabayas will be comfortable giving out the portions and very large portions of bread because it's his bread. Whereas the reich might feel uncomfortable giving large portions out to the people because it's not really his bread. So we give the covet of being betzeya to the balabayas who'll be comfortable to give out the ayin yafa. The Lach is the Mavarach before he says the Bracha should say Bereshus. Now, let's see, Mr. Barov is over here. Rabbim, some above. More than Shnaim, it's Lav Dafka, it's a large people, it's even two people. So by benching, there's a Lach of three people. Over here, as long as there's a kvias, even two people is also called can have a kvias together. One person says the bracha and mitzvah the other person. And now, why are you giving it to the gadol? What happened to the balabayas? Either he wasn't there, or shekulam balayasuda. Each person brought his own food, so there's no one balasuda. But they're eating together, and now, so we say, give it to the gadol. Gadol shabakulam b'chachma. They quieter because of the person who's the gadol. He should say. The hamotzi and be mitzvah everybody else and be betzayim samaches and mitzvah chayim be b'chasa and he's mitzvah everybody else with the bracha as well. Now, furthermore, even if we've moved away from one person being much everybody else, each person says their own, still we should give the kavod that the gadol should be the first one to say his personal bracha of that. He's not being much everybody else. Same way we would understand that, you know, when you bring the food to the table, you give the gadol the first, you'd offer him the chicken first, you offer him to say the hamotzi first, even though he's not being much to anybody. We give the kavod to the chasen because it's an honor of the chasen. The whole meal is an honor of the chasen. So now that would mean that he should go first. We should wait for the chasen. You know, everybody should wait till the chasen washes before they should eat. So we don't do that, obviously. Everybody's people are eating much earlier on. We assume the chasen is moichel. Lakdimoy. So if the gadol shel kulam is, but if they're equal, one's a kohen, you give the kohen first. Like even the Sibi Kidashtoi, Bamar Chazal, what does it mean? We make hold the Kohen holy. The Chodavish Bekhtusha, the Tarak Rishon, the Barak Rishon. Chazal said that if any issues which have to do with the mitzvahs, we give preference to the Kohen first. So he goes against the first Aliyah. He should be the first speaker. And he should be the one of the Barak Rishon, makes the first bracha. So that's true over here for Birchas Hamazon, and also for Hamoitzi. It'll also be true later on, we'll see, for benching. The same issue, the same conversation will take place with regards to benching. That if they're equal, we give preference to the Kohen. If there's a Chacham, so then we don't give preference to the Kohen, we give preference to the Chacham. If the Kohen is also Tama Chacham, but the Chacham is greater, so then it can go either way. So if the Kohen is an Amma Oritz, Tamachachom karam of the Tamachachom goes before the Kohen Amoritz. Ayin. Well, Tamachachom like Dima Lefano, actually the Tamachachom is not allowed to give it to the Kohen. Umavaza ebezes a Torah, because it's a bizoin to the Torah. Now, Vizal Kamon the Simon Reshal, the Dafkeim Makdima Lefano, Der Choyku Mishpat Kahuna. The Hanam Neshu Kohen, he says, well, he's a Kohen, I have to give it to the Kohen. No, that's not right. You umavaza the Torah. But if you want to give it, you want to give it away. The Gadol is allowed to give it away if he wants to give it Moichel. He wants to give it away. So, you know, yesterday he gave it away to a Levi. Take it away to a Kohen. So he's not being mocked at him because he's the Kohen. He's being mocked at him because he wants to give it away. So that's not a problem. So I think I told you I had a story. So based on this, you know, we'll see that the Lachas Rishus, right? But in benching, you know, so you ask Rishus for the Kahana. So Baal Abbas X tells me he's by a shul and the Rav benched by Shalshudas, didn't say Rishus the Kahana, and there are Kahanim there. He says, he doesn't know the halacha, you have to ask me to say Rishus the Kahana. This is what the person asked me. Like, you know, how do you do that? So I said, well, what did you ask him? He says, no, I don't want to embarrass him. I said, maybe you should ask him why he didn't say Rishus HaKahanim. He says, is there any explanation? He says, as a matter of fact, there is. Because the Loch is, the Rav is considered the Gadol of everybody. And the Rav has no key to be marked him a Kohen in front of himself. He's a Tamal Chacham. So the Loch is, he doesn't have to ask Rishus from the Kahanim. The Rishus should ask, the Kahanim have to ask Rishus from him. Right? So he has to ask Rishus from the Kahanim. Of course he didn't say it. If you would have asked, you would have gotten into a Loch. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know.
So hold on. Following that logic, let's say you're living in a community where, let's say, the Rav of the community is not the biggest Talmud Chacham in the community. Maybe there's somebody who's a bigger Talmud Chacham. Does the Rav then have to ask for shoes from the Talmud Chacham?
We'll have to figure that out. That's an interesting question. In general, the arrangement would be such that because he's the leader of the Kehillah, he would get Kedima even though he's not the biggest Talmud Chacham. As long as he's a Talmud Chacham.
Well, presumably, you don't become a rabbi without becoming a Talmud Chacham, I would assume.
That's what he would assume, right? That'd be nice.
that would be nice.
Now, but
why do I get the impression you're not necessarily maskim to that theory?
But so then eventually the person went over and asked the Rav. Rav says, I didn't notice any kahanim there. That was the Rav's response. And the guy started laughing, it's like, ha-ha, okay. I made this whole Gemara, and you saw it, and it's Osir, the whole thing, Rav says, I didn't notice a Kayan there, Anyway. So the case where the Kayan is a Talmud Chacham, not as great as the Gadol, so it would be nice if he marked him the Kayan, even though he's not Mechuyev too. And if the Gadol will give away the schus to the Kohen, that's a mile, and he'll get Riches Yamim for it. This is all discussing the Balabais is not there, but Balabais is with them, Imahem Balabais. But to learn more, Balasuda Sharchel Imahem, the owner, the person who is the owner of the Suda is joining them as well. Now, because the point is, he's not the owner of the house. As long as he's providing the food, so let's say he's the owner of the house, but the food is being provided by other people. So doesn't have this halacha. So then the halacha is hubud seya ein gimel, who kaidem afil the koyin the tamal chacham, kadei sheep se ba'anyaf. He goes before the koyin and the tamal chacham. Why? Because he, since it's his food, will be comfortable giving out the food in larger portions than anybody else. Afil imahareach gadol, even the reach is a gadol mehim ein dal. Now, his scheme imoy. So the lechem chamudas and the magen ram say that even though mikradin belongs to the balasuda gives it away to the gadol. Many akradim are not comfortable with this statement, and they say that it remains an ikradin that the balasuda should do it. Now remember, there's two cases of kedima. There's a case of kedima where one person is being moitzi everybody. The second case where one that everybody is eating their own, making their own bracha, but the gadol is going first. So now when we get to the balasuda, the mile of the balasuda is if he's being moitzi everybody and giving everybody from his food, we want him to do it because he'll give ayin yafa. But if everybody's using their own bread, there's no mile to the balasuda in that situation anymore.
Is there even a balasuda? If everybody's eating their own,
it's all his food. Let's say he puts out the bread. But each person getting their own piece. Has their own role. So now over here, then the Magen Avraham and the Lechem Chumash make sense. But if one of the Masumim is greater than the balasuda, we should let him go first. The whole mile of giving to the balasuda over the one who's the gadol is because the balasuda will be more comfortable giving out nicer portions. That's relevant when you have one large loaf, which he's giving everybody from that large loaf. But each person has their own role. There's no mile of the balasuda for that purpose. So then it makes sense. You give it to the greatest. If you have the balasuda and then you have a big tamachokum there, the big tamachokum should go first. Abasuda should call masumin oichol kolecha v'echol mikikor v'mivorkan la'atzman b'vadi yinokon shal balabai shechabal l'dolo shibs atzila kimen she'en kan tam mishum ha'anyof. The ha'anyof concept is no longer relevant, so now we should give the cover to the gadol. Yerma t'chila, now you should say brishus. Now, why did he say Rishus?
Rishus of who?
Now, so he asked Rishus of Morai Verboisai. So why do you do that? Hainu filo ha-gadol, who would say, or Balabais, even if the gadol or the Balabais is the one who's been saying it, he should say it. Why? Mishumidas hanova. Because even though really you don't need to ask Rishus of anybody else, because you're the gadol or you're the Balabais. But Tzarek Litu Rishus, it's as if he's saying, you know what? I need permission because you're really greater than me. So it's an nevus to ask for rishos. Now, you have a kohen there, and submits to the giver of balabayas. Let me finish the thought. Im roitz echad libsoya, who is in the brichas of mazon, tzarek litul mimenu rishos. You have to get rishos from the kohen. Now, Mishmar points out over here, it's not enough to say Rishus HaKayin. You have to actually ask the Kayin, Rishus. Because You have a mitzvah to mi'akta him. You say to the kohen, would you like to go first? He says, no, fine. Okay, fine. But you can't just start and say b'shus kohen. And the kohen says, no! Like, you didn't ask it. But look over here at the Sharet Zion, that now in Samachay, Sukkot and Samachay in the Sharet Zion, he says, this halacha that you have to ask b'shus on the kohen, levad k'shabal abayah, so God will say it, ain't circled to b'shus mei kohen. The gadol or the baal habayis does not need to ask rishus on the kohen. Many berachos and bazen because the gadol mavarat gam can ain't sarklit to rishus me'akayin. The gadol out of me'akayin bechanal. Okay, so that's the din of a gadol. Now, after baal habayis writes about a levorich, he's benching. Now, the beginning of the meal again, the baal habayis gets kedima because he's going to give out nice portions. Why is he benching? He has no mile to benching. The gadol is a mile to bench. So balabayis yesh lion he mitzarchli to rishus mekayin aloy. We don't know what the lach is by the case of the balabayis, but the gadol does not need to ask rishus on the kayin. And then he says, take a look over the bir lacha, which the bir lacha raises this question: who do we give kedima to for these inyanim?
Can I ask my question?
Yes, please.
Okay, a couple of things. Number one. Everything's about the coin. Is there any reason, if there's no coin, to ask a Levi Rishus?
No.
Okay. Second of all,
yeah.
Let's say I'm eating together with both of my sons, and both of my sons, Baruch Hashem, are bar mitzvah boys at this point. One's actually a young man. And let's say, I'm presumably, having learned through Shas, I'm a bigger Talmud Chacham than they are. Okay. And also their father, and also the Baya Bias. Should I ask Rishus of them? Would that be also because of Anava?
I don't know.
I mean, based on what you just said a minute ago, it would seem that maybe I should.
I hear it to a point, I'm not sure. The father to a son is the Nidabing Mechabit. Maybe he's, maybe he knows more than you think. I don't know.
Huh? Well, I mean,
okay.
I'm on my third time through the Daf Yomi, so okay. I don't think he knows more than me, at least in that sense.
Okay. Sif Tezvov. Enam Asumen Rishayim Lito Machi Yitum HaBetzeya. The loch is, so the Betzeya cuts bread, he gives that to everybody over there, and he hasn't eaten yet. They, even though they have bread in front of them, they can't eat until the Betzeya, the one who made the Moitzi, who's Moitzi them, has taken a bite. Now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. So the Ramah says, so what you do, the Ramah says, well, the Mishnah Berurah is going to argue the Lach is the Balabayas, they can't eat till the Balabayas eats, the Betzeya eats. So there's five people there, so he takes the loaf and he cuts it up into five slices, one for himself, one for everybody else. So he takes the loaf, cuts out a slice, another slice, five slices, gives it out to everybody. Every single holding a slice, he's still been giving out. He's not eating yet. Well, they can't eat till he eats. So maybe we should argue that we have a better idea. Let him cut one slice, start eating, and then cut some more and give it out. Meanwhile, as soon as they get their slice, they can start eating.
I thought what you made a mosi. I thought you're supposed to eat the person who's, as you say, botzea, the one who breaks the bread. He's supposed to eat first because. That otherwise, he's passing over a mitzvah.
His first step is we have two issues over here. They can't eat until he eats.
That would be another reason why he should eat first.
And so they're going to wait for him anyway. So why should he make a big hefsek between his bracha and his achila?
That's another reason why he shouldn't eat. He shouldn't be making a hefsek.
Comes Ramah, says, no, he's allowed to give out to everybody. Right now, the Ramah says that's his responsibility, to make sure everybody has. And even though they're going to wait for him, the luck is that they have to wait, that he still should give everybody beforehand. Comes along, he's allowed to. Comes along, the Mishnah Berurah will bring it, actually the Taz argues, and says, no, that he should dafka not wait, since they're going to wait for him anyway. Now,
so the Taz is saying, essentially like I'm saying, that the person who makes the bracha and he should eat immediately.
Correct. Okay. Now, im kol echad oichel mikikoroi, ben kolum skulkum lekikor shabiyat habetzeya. But this is all talking about if they're getting the bread from the betzeya. If, however, each person has
their own roll.
So even See, even if they, what they did was, they had one person say hamotzi for everybody, but each person is being yotze with the hamotzi on their role. So then the halach is, restraim litim karam, they do not need to wait for him to eat. Vimhu Shabbos. And on Shabbos, that's not enough. They have one role because they have to have lechem mishnas. If only the mavorich has lechem mishnah, everybody else has their own private role, but he has two. So this is not going to work. Again, they need him because they need to be yotze with the what he's saying on because they need lechem mishnah. So Tarkshi, that het that we're going to allow them to go ahead of him is only true. Tarkshi, if they are assuming lechem mishnah chutz mimashal if they have, but say each person would have to have their own lechem mishnah to allow them to start eating beforehand. Was your restraim litoim, cut him a bit, say, and then they can go beforehand. I get Mishabur is in over here. Let's see. Ainam Asuman. Kshyotzim Rechaz a bit, say, you know what? I'm not going to run through this. It's not worth it. Let's hold it here. So holding on the Mishabur is in Sipkot and Tesvav. Okay, very good.